I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, a world premiere in the public media commons for Alarm Will Sound. Tomorrow night at Pell Hall, music director David Robertson leads the St. Louis Symphony at its sixth annual Red Velvet Ball. The event features pianist Long Long. The New York Times has called him, quote, the hottest artist in the classical music planet. In 2009, he was named one of the 100 most influential people by Time magazine. Last year, he was designated as a messenger of peace by the Secretary General of the United Nations. And last January, as an example of his crossover appeal, Long Long performed at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards with heavy metal band Metallica. Again, he'll be in St. Louis tomorrow night with the St. Louis Symphony at Pell Hall, and he joins us now on the phone. Long Long, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you, Steve. I'm very happy to be back to St. Louis after 10 years.
It's been a decade, has it? Where are you today?
I'm now in New York, and I'm looking forward to jumping into the plane tomorrow to St. Louis and to visit the hospital there.
Right. I want to ask you about that because that involves your work with kids. But,
right. You
know, I was looking at your performance dates for October. You have at least 9 of them. And between that and all the travel time that's involved, you're really busy. What do you do when you're on the road and you have some downtime? Like, what are your plans today?
Today, I'm practicing at home. And in the evening, I'm going to an event with some friends from overseas. So I have quite an interesting schedule, but I'm kind of used to it. So I try to find a time to go to see a movie, to go to a park, and to have a nice time with my friends. So it's okay, you know, in addition to play some concerts and some foundation events.
All right, good. Well, Saturday night you're going to be performing Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1.
Yeah.
David Robertson has said he's really looking forward to working with you Saturday night. He calls you a deeply musical artist.
I'm really appreciative of Maestro David Robertson. I had a wonderful time with him in Amsterdam earlier this year. We did the Ravel Piano Concerto there, and it was such a success. And I really, really admire his great leadership and talent. So, you know, with Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto for St. Louis Symphony's 6 times kind of a gala, I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. You know, most people know that piece when they hear it, but it's also known as a really challenging piece to play. What's your take on that?
I mean, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto is a big, what do you call a big classical music horse. Everybody plays it. And for me, it's a very special piece because I had a lucky break through this piece. So I love this piece. When I play this piece, I felt something unique, something really warm, something very passionate, something really emotional. So I really like to bring this kind of feeling into Saturday night's concert.
You said you had a lucky break with that piece. What are you referring to?
So I was 17 years old, and I was replacing Andrea Watts at Ravinia Festival with Chicago Symphony. And so that was the piece that I played in that concert, which made my career worldwide.
Well, I should mention that the symphony is letting people know that it's okay for the audience to applaud after the first movement, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a very long first movement. It's totally fine.
Some people worry about that, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes. But you know, in the end of the day, you know, if you really like the concert, you can applaud anywhere.
I want to ask you,
you
perform in all kinds of venues, everywhere from Powell Hall to Carnegie Hall. You've played at the Grammy Awards, the Summer Olympics. You've performed for the President of the United States, the Queen of England. So my question is the experience for you any different depending on the venue or the size of the audience? Does it make any difference?
Slightly different, but not much, because whether you play in the living room or in a village in Africa, or, you know, United Nations or the Paul Hall or Carnegie Hall, I think, you know, you are making music and you are sharing music with people. So when you think about that, it should be totally fine, you know, to set into the right mood for you. And for me, you know, when I perform, I just really like to get into the music world rather than thinking about who's there, out there, whether it's the president or whether it's whoever, you know. And for me, I think our job is to focus in music and to really inspire people through music.
Right. So you sort of approach it the same way no matter who your audience is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You began playing at age 3, I think it was. You had your first public recital at 5. I don't know if you remember that. What's the first audience that you actually remember?
I actually played in front of 800 audiences in my hometown, Shenyang, China. And I was 5 years old, and I played some little piece by Bach, Mozart, and Chopin. And I still remember I had a makeup on, so I looked almost like a Peking opera little cat at concert.
How did that make you feel, that, you know, that energy, that reaction you got from that audience?
The first time when I performed on stage, I really loved the grand piano. That's the first thing. And also I loved the light, stage light. I felt it's really warming. And I felt there's something very encouraging from the audience when they applaud after I play each pieces. And my favorite part was a little girl came to the stage, gave me a flower. I still remember. And it was a really red flower. I never forget that.
We're talking with pianist Long Long. He will be performing Saturday night at the St. Louis Symphony's Red Velvet Ball. You've told the story that when you were 2 years old, growing up in China, that you saw that Tom and Jerry cartoon, and that was really your motivation to learn the piano in the first place.
Yes, I was a huge cartoon freak. When I was a kid, I watched everything from Tom and Jerry to Transformers to Monkey Kings and to all those cartoons that were available on TV in China at that time. So Tom and Jerry was my favorite because the music they played is mostly classical music and a little bit of jazz. So for me, it's absolutely my favorite. And then to see the cats playing the piano like that, almost like Horowitz. But certainly, I didn't know who Horowitz was at that time. Mm-hmm. Or neither, at least I didn't know. But I thought he played brilliantly, and I like to have his tuxedo. That's my first impression.
You like the music and the clothes.
Yeah. The tuxedo was pretty cool. But of course, now I don't think a tuxedo is cool anymore.
You grew out of that.
Yeah, I'm out of it.
You know, you've described bringing music to children as your second career. Do you think that you are passionate about that because music touched you at such a young age?
I think, you know, music changed my life and changed many musicians' life. I think we became a better person. That's from what I understood from all my colleagues. And I think that music really opens children's heart, imagination, creativities. But unfortunately, I remember since when I came to U.S. in 97, the first day I remember a lot of public schools and private schools in the U.S. doesn't have a music class. Mm-hmm. So therefore, in 2008, when I started my foundation, I like to do something to help the public system or school system in general, particularly from elementary school to high school, to have music class and to kind of reinvest money in music education. So
you're talking about the Long Long International Music Foundation.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, we are now working with several schools in New York. We work with a school in Harlem. And then in Boston, we're working two schools which started with elementary program. So we are now building up a new music method for the schools. And then we're hiring the music teachers to teach there. And then we buy instruments for them to practice. So I believe if we are doing well in those schools, we like to do more around the country.
Well, you mentioned this earlier. While you're in St. Louis, you're going to be working with some young people here. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so tomorrow after I land, I'm very excited. I'm going to a hospital in St. Louis, and I will play for the kids there in the hospital. So we will bring a Stanley B model into the hospital to play. So I'm quite excited. You know, I really hope, you know, music will cheer the people up there if they don't feel very comfortable, you know, and I really hope music can make them feel better.
Would you talk a little bit about your work with children that you do through the United Nations?
Yes. On October 24th, which is right after St. Louis, I will go back to New York, and we are actually doing this concert, what we call the UN Day concert. So my foundation, we are inviting 80 children from all over the world, from Kenya, from Ecuador, from Colombia, So we will have like 30 different countries from all over the world to get them into General Assembling Hall at the UN to play with me and also to play with the wonderful young American pianists, which also scholars of our foundation. And in the same time, we will have my great friend Sting will join us to play the Englishman in New York and Fragile with us, with the kids. And then my other good friend Alec Baldwin will hosting the whole concert, and the Mr. Ban Ki-moon will be the master of ceremonies. So through this concert, we like to send our love, you know, through music and to the world peace.
Uh-huh.
And then afterward, we are having a fundraiser, and then the money which we get donated will use for my foundation to give to United Nations First Education Initiative Fund, which is to build schools all over the world.
You mentioned Sting. I really appreciate how you try to cross over and work with artists and who play different types of music. In January, I mentioned before, you played with Metallica at the Grammys. Yes. Are you a fan, and what was that like?
You know, I actually never played so many times heavy metal music in my life. When I prepared the song with Metallica, I was totally into the heavy metal, and I was listening to their songs every day, like 8 hours on the recordings. And I love them. They are wonderful musicians, and they're wonderful people. I really love to work with them. They really bring such an energetic power, you know, into their music making. And that is very inspiring, whether it's in classical music, whether it's in other genre. It just gave me the inspiration to, you know, to perform.
A couple of things I want to get to in the few minutes we have remaining. Last month, you had a new album come out with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. And
yes,
it's the music of Mozart. And I understand there's a documentary in the works about that collaboration?
Yes, I must say, you know, working with Vienna Philharmonic and Maestro Nicholas Hanunkor, he's 85 years old. I'm so appreciative that he was standing there for the orchestra 6 hours a day for 4 days in a row to make this recording work.
Wow.
And it was such a spirit. He showed me many, what you call the country music, the folk dance, all those elements from the Mozart music and the Austrian historic kind of style knowledges. So he showed me through this recording. I must say it's quite a unique sound.
Yeah. There's also a DVD of your concert at the Royal Albert Hall, and it includes 8 encores?
Yes, I know it sounds a little crazy. Yeah.
Do you have a limit on encores?
Actually, I wanted to do more, but I thought 8 encores, it makes people stay a little longer already over midnight. So I thought, especially let the kid go home to sleep.
I think they were willing to stay, though.
Hopefully.
Pianist Long Long performs Saturday night with the St. Louis Symphony. It's part of the Red Velvet Ball, 8:30 at Powell Hall. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the symphony's website. I have one final question for you, Long Long. You're in your early 30s, so you had a long career, but you have many, many years of your career left ahead of you. Do you have any long-term plans or goals or dreams or things you haven't done yet?
I think I'm making only 5-year plans because I believe, you know, there are a lot of things that changes faster than the planning. And for me, the most important thing is to improve myself as a pianist, as a musician. And then I just like to do more with my foundation and with schools in America particularly, and to, you know, to make more children loving piano, loving classical music, and loving culture.
Well, you're certainly doing that. Long Long performs with the St. Louis Symphony Saturday night. It's been a great pleasure to meet you and to talk to you, and we look forward to welcoming you to town. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back in St. Louis. I had a great time 10 years ago, and I'm so excited about this time.
Long Long, thank you, sir. Coming up next on Cityscape, Alarm Will Sound comes to the Public Media Commons. This is St. Louis Public Radio.